join me, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tim Davoli with MS and Tenerife. It is Sunday on the 7th of August 2022. 25 degrees in the shade today, a lot hotter in the sun. And we're going to do a little bit of weather. So there's going to be plenty of weather in the next few days, so they say. It's 26 degrees, 25, 26 in the shade, a lot hotter in the sun. The Kalima is still with us, or the mist is still with us. I don't know why the mist is still with us, but it is. And it's got a little bit of a breeze coming from the Sahara, so I think that's why the dust is coming over. For the rest of the week, it should be clear skies and hot winds, but I think the dust will hang around for quite a while, so we shall see. And that was the weather for today, Sunday, the 7th of August, 2022. Breaking news, apart from everything is all screwed. I think the problem is that selfishness has just taken over, become the norm now, and everybody's just looking after themselves. I think some people have to just look after themselves because they don't have any more energy to look after anybody else. I think the sense of community is rare quite now, even though there are quite a lot of people who want to be in a, you know, to do what we used to do and have empathy. It's just very hard for anybody now to get a handle on it, because as soon as you start doing good, there's always one in the background that's going to come and take advantage and feel good about it, unfortunately. So that's the bad news. The good news is we've sorted out the pension thing. It's not been paid yet, but we sorted it out. So we realised that it was the Spanish postal service that returned a letter saying they didn't understand the address. And I cannot believe that, but hey, so the Spanish address is fitting into German computer templates is always goes bad, because it cuts the end off of words and it puts the wrong things in. Anyway, that was the news for today. Cool dude. So, Janet Anscombe's website is now down. It's gone forever. But I have asked her if she wanted to ghostwrite for me, and then maybe we can go over to Janet Anscombe and see what she's saying. Well, what she's actually saying is that she's in retiring now, and she's decided not to do any public writing anymore. She does publish on social media a little bit, especially when there's something that's very interesting. But she's going to be retiring now from public life, and I think that's a good thing. Although she didn't say no to the ghostwriting. She just said she didn't know how it would work. So next time I talk to her, I'm going to try and explain to her that I always liked her ideas, and maybe also where she gets her information from, because she gets the information from, you know, direct from the horse's mouth, to tell you the truth. So she's got a lot of contacts that I don't have, and also she's got her ear to the ground on other things. I've also contacted a guy who's runs a blog called colinkirby.com, and see if he wants to write for us. So they'll be sending pictures, or maybe a little video clippets and some text, and I'll be reading the text and showing the pictures. So that might be good. You never know. And if you listen to this on the podcast, then obviously you won't see the pictures. But if you go over to timothydowd.com, or better still, when I do one of Colin's, go over to his website, then you'll see the article in question. So thank you very much for Janet, and hopefully Colin, for the content there. Okie dicky dokie, so here we go. Don't forget, we're changing the format slightly of Balcony Banter. And the format is going to be slightly different. Ian has been looking at the content of Yuliani's channel for the past 12 months, and we've been bringing out some old videos of Yuliani's to see if you guys are interested in that and go over and subscribe to her. She's now got 500 followers. We want to get her up to 1,000, although she does say she's not doing it for the followers. She's doing it for the content. So as long as people are watching it and getting it, that's fine. But if you fancy being informed when Yuliani uploads new stuff, then nip over and subscribe to the channel. And so we're going to be doing a lot more balcony bantery type stuff, where we're just talking about topics that come up, and inviting you guys to come on as a guest and present your topic. You don't have to stay on for the whole time. You can just come on and ask a question, and then we'll try and answer it, or we'll throw it open to the people and read out the comments. So that could be quite good, so like a Q&A. And I think that once a month we're actually going to do it off the balcony, so balcony banter out and about, so you'll see in other places as well. And that'll bring back some of the viewers that maybe got balcony bantered out, as they say, if they want to see a bit more of Tenerife. So that should be pretty good. And also the first Wednesday of the month is going to be on Yuliani's channel, and she's planning to go out and about as well. So she's going to plan on doing a remote thing. So that'd be pretty good. So that's the future of balcony banter. Now let's have a listen to the podcast from last week. Enjoy.
Now we're live. Okay, we're already talking 5 minutes and welcoming everyone. And then we just saw, I forgot to press the button. But now we're live. So welcome and thanks for making it over to my channel. 36 are watching. And let's see, who do we have in the chat? The first one, the very first one, was Anne-Marie Elton. Hi, Anne-Marie. I'm still laughing about myself, which is good. We got Moira on board, and we got Ian Miller. Ian Miller in color, in live, and in the chat. And we got Charlie. And Charlie, I haven't seen Charlie so far. So, welcome, Charlie. Thanks for making it over.
No, we know Charlie. He used to be called something else, and now he's called Charlie. We know Charlie.
Okay, good. Well, whatever you want to call yourself, Charlie. I'm also Julie for some people and Julianne for some other people, and many other nicknames. So all is good. Derek Walker we got here, and Sarah Childs, and Luke Otter. And Luke, I'm still waiting for your email, by the way, so don't forget to send me one. And it's juliana@julianenendo.com. We got Moira again, Julie, Simon Ferrand, and we got Pete and Shelley, Michelle T, and Simon Ferrand again, and Pete and Shelley, Charlie. It's Craig, Dan Truckin. We got loads, huh?
I found out why Pete and Shelley are blocked on my channel as well. Because what I did to stop people writing words like C blank, U blank, N, and the what, you know, I don't allow people to put single letters. And unfortunately, Pete and Shell have got a single letter N in their name, so it blocks them totally. Oh, so I'm going to change that. But I have put them on as a preferred user. So we'll see if that works. If not, I'll just take the N out of my blocking thing. In fact, I'll just take it out anyway, because, okay, I'll just take it out. I'll go back to the way it was.
The N is a good letter, isn't it?
Yeah, but not a lot of people use it on its own. It's instead of me now, Tim and Chris. I did that to illustrate the point.
Exactly. Very good. So Jeff Daniels is on as well, and David Butler, and who else? Lifetime Slimness. Well, isn't that something? lifetime. Lifetime.
Yep.
Is there?
As soon as if you put on 2 pounds, you die. That's what it is.
Lifetime slimness. Jen, hi Jen. Ray Duffy, and Eugene McGeever, Trisha Slater, and we have so many. Thank you, everyone, for coming over to my channel. Like every first Wednesday of the month, we have it on my channel. So thank you, everyone. How are you guys? Tell me all about your week. You look very sunny and bright and shiny.
In the background, you mean? We're probably facing the wrong way.
In your faces.
Your lighting's very good as well, I must admit, and Ian's. Yeah. Our lighting's a bit dull, I think. It's too bright in the background. I've got to put a screen behind us or something. Or put the wind shade down. Yeah. We had a terrible week.
Really?
A really, really terrible week.
The week from hell.
The week from hell.
But your faces don't look from hell.
That's because we sorted one of the things out this morning.
Oh,
and the other thing is about
the other thing will get sorted out, but it's not been sorted yet. What happened was because Monday was the 1st of August, we got the bill for the rent on Friday, and not only did we have to pay the increased amount of rent, the 37% rise, but we had to pay the old electric from March and April and May. So the rent bill was over €1,000. And then we said, well, shouldn't the pension be paid today, your pension, yeah? Because that usually pays the rent, but now it won't even cover the rent. And it didn't arrive on Friday. So I thought, well, it'll probably come Saturday. And it didn't come Saturday, it didn't come Sunday, and it didn't come Monday. So we waited until Tuesday, and when it didn't come yesterday, I called the renting service in Germany, and they say, that rent's been stopped. So we are no longer get a pension.
And which then also you were means, renting.
No, the renta is the pension, right?
And I'm saying, then you were renting.
No, we didn't pay the rent. We couldn't afford to pay the rent.
Yeah.
If you're joking, it's a bad time to joke.
I know my timing is not very good.
No, but it's okay now. It's okay now. What happened was that they sent us a letter to tell Christina how much she'd earned last year so that we could give it into the tax people, and the Spanish authorities didn't deliver it. They even sent it back to Germany saying undeliverable. So Germany called the Ayuntamiento in Adeje, or contacted them, and said, we're trying to find Christina Dowd. And they said, we'd never heard of her. Even though earlier on this year, we went and signed on the Padron again, you've got to sign on every few years if you're an ente from Germany, just to make sure you haven't died. And so they just stopped, didn't pay the rent. And then we couldn't get hold of anybody. We called 15 numbers and got hold of 3 people that all told us they weren't responsible for us. And anyway, this morning, just before lunchtime, we got hold of a guy who's responsible for us. And he told us the story about the postman. And I didn't want to annoy him because he's the guy that has to do it right. But I thought, well, you know, if you're sending me letters and you get one back, then, you know, you call or you send an email, you know, have you moved? You don't just stop the rent. But I suppose it's a good way to get our attention, right?
So how do you...
And then I went shopping last night, totally depressed, and Christina was totally depressed, and she stood in front of the TV, going to watch her favourite show, which she's recorded on the satellite system, and drops water all over the satellite system, and it goes in the Fritz. There was a stink and a bubble and a squeak and a pop, and that was it at the end of it, wasn't it? So she doesn't have German TV at the moment.
So pluff.
And I've got to send this guy the address. I said, well, you got the address because it's correct. I just don't know why you didn't get it. Oh, you've still got to send me the address.
And then he sent me to this website, which is totally, it's, you cannot understand it in any language. And how you can't just send them an email or a message. You can't send them a typed message. You have to send them a document. So you've got to create a document, save it as a PDF, attach it, and then send it. And then onto that, you can put a note. But if you got any returns on the note, they all go together. So all I was just totally annoyed.
And anyway. that you are such a tech savvy person. Imagine.
Well, I mean, I was tech savvy. It's just that the returns went in. It's just that they stripped them out before sending them.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if I don't get my pension paid, we don't have health insurance either.
Yeah, because the pension pays the health insurance, or we pay the pension, we pay the health insurance out of the pension, and not only that, but we also pay the Pflegeversicherung, which is the carer's allowance insurance, out of the pension. So if that doesn't get paid, then I don't get anything at the end of the month. So that means all the money stops.
It won't happen.
I hope not. I mean, I've sent him the thing, but he hasn't acknowledged that it's arrived, and I don't know whether they're going to turn it on again, when they're going to turn it on again. I need a new microphone lead.
Yep. It's a crackling? Noisy. Ian, how was your week then?
Not too bad, actually. It would be nice if the weather would really settle down, like what it was a couple of weeks ago, and it's a bit on and off at the moment. But apart from that, I'm busy at the moment doing my harvesting.
Harvesting?
Yep.
What were you harvesting? You sent me some pictures the other day of some beautiful tomatoes.
Yeah, that's right. They're inside now, and my cabbage and my cauliflowers and everything are being pulled up as they're being ready, and they're being frozen for the winter time.
So you have plenty of space created in your freezer?
Yes, well, we'll have an extra freezer outside, so we got that a couple of years ago, just purely for that that reason, because you're finding it, most of your plants and everything are already at the same time, and really you can't eat them all, so some of them are going to waste. So I mean, it's just a case now when they're ready. If we need them, we use them. If we don't need them, we just pull them and freeze them. This is for the winter time, apart from that, we're just jogging along as normal.
Let's see what the people are saying. Let's see.
I hope my microphone leads better now.
Yes. It sounds much better, not so crackly. Oh, Anne Marie says, "Oh no, Tim and Christine, very unfortunate." Mm. Yep, definitely. And Dan Trocken says, "Sounds the same as British government. They don't like paying out." Yep. Okay. So, today's topic. It's not really, I put a question mark, to be honest, so that you guys could pop some questions that you would love to ask us in the chat.
So Ian said it was go love yourself. So
exactly. So the original topic was go love yourself. And actually it fits perfectly to what you just were describing.
Really?
Yes, actually it does. And let me just say,
I wanted to say go love yourself to the guy, you know.
But now, I wanted to use
a different word for the word love.
Exactly. You're normally very tempted to say something else, but then it helps to think go love yourself. Bless you. Go love
actually
yourself.
Actually, I'm going to use that now. I'm going to use that now.
Try it. Try it.
Go love yourself. Go love yourself in short, jerky movements.
Yeah. So, guys, if you have any questions you died to ask, of course, always with the focus on personal.
You can take Craig off the screen now.
Yeah,
I've changed my thing now.
My current, yeah. All right, good. So, if you have any questions, guys, about personal development or self-improvement or how to stay calm in situations like where you really, really, really want to go, like,
God. I was calm, though. I was calm. I was really nice on the phone.
I was surprised. Yeah.
I said, hello, we've got a slight problem here. Well, what's the matter? Oh, it's your channel now, and I can swear as much as I like.
Yep.
No, that was terrible. But this go love yourself, I'm going to use that now, definitely.
Yes.
Well, and thank you very much, and go love yourself.
Yeah, go love yourself. And I mean, they don't know that you wish something else.
You know, funny, I was actually in Mesa in Arizona, right? Mesa in Arizona was a place we used to stay when we went to Motorola when I was working with Siemens. And we had this joint venture. So they'd fly us over to Mesa in Arizona. And they'd put us up, funnily enough, at the Hilton Hotel. And they got a cheap business rate. I think it was about $60 a night because it was summer. And in Arizona, you don't really visit in the summer. You visit in the winter. So it's like the Canary Islands. High season is winter, right? And the flight attendants were staying at the same hotel that we flew in on. So we met them in the bar at the night. And they had a layover so they could have a drink that night. And so they were telling us stories. And the best thing that one of them told me says, if you got a customer that is really, really nasty or impatient or just an obnoxious person, then the thing you do is you just go and get a rubbish bag and you walk round and you just say to people, got any trash? Got any trash? Any trash? And then when you get to this person, you'd put the bag in front of them and just say, you're trash.
Please.
Yeah. Please. No, they wouldn't even say please. They'd just say, you're trash. So if you're on a flight and the air hostess comes up to you with a bag and says, you're trash, you know what she means.
Then you know what you've done.
Uh-huh.
And Tina Rigby says, my tomatoes are still green too. Yep, green tomatoes.
What are you feeding them? What are you feeding them, Tina?
Are you far away from each other?
I'm not sure. Where is Tina, actually?
Oh, we got a nice... Tracy has a really nice profile picture. It's a heart. I like that. I like that one.
And she won £100 on a scratch card today.
Ooh. Wow. Cool, I love them. I love them scratchers.
The more I say, it's like when Mrs. Brown says she wants to swear, that's nice. That's nice.
Okay. Luke Otter has a question. Question for the three of you. I asked this one to Tim last week. What is one controversial viewpoint you hold, which the majority of society is in disagreement with? Ooh. Now, here we go. I'm also going to think.
I read one today. This same question was asked on a radio show in Dublin. And one guy said, the musical Hamilton is rubbish. So... I've never seen the musical, but that is controversial because everybody was lauding it as the best thing since sliced bread. And he said it was rubbish. The musical Hamilton is rubbish. Well, what viewpoint do you have, Chris, that everybody thinks is, oh, yeah, that's fantastic, and you think, no, it isn't?
flying all around the world.
Well, you don't believe in flying?
Yeah.
Polluting. Yeah. Okay. No, that's not really controversial. I think a lot of people think that.
Did you enjoy traveling before, Chris?
When I was still healthy, yes.
Yeah.
But in the old days, it wasn't such a big thing. It was a bit more quiet and...
Uh-huh.
And more expensive.
I didn't care. I had money.
So you met me.
I didn't care. Woo. Go love yourself. Yeah.
You had a great time, didn't you, when you met me? Spent all your money on a kitchen, didn't we? Then I went gallivanting 6 weeks in America. Staying with old girlfriends.
Ian, what about you? What is one controversial viewpoint you hold where the majority of society might be in disagreement with?
What viewpoint would I say? My viewpoint, or my bugbear, shall I say, is people going and sitting in a pub and drowning their sorrows and getting nothing from it at the end of the day. They get nothing from the environment, they get nothing from themselves, and they do themselves a lot of harm. I imagine there would be a lot of people out there sitting saying, oh yeah, I go at the pub and I enjoy my pint. I'm afraid I enjoy my pint, but the way some people do it, unfortunately, is not nice.
Okay.
You've been watching my Monday show, have you?
No. Oh, there's going and enjoying, and there's going and I kind of see it. We're on a live show, making a yes.
Gotcha. Dog's dinner. You
know? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I would
Julia,
say
it's your one.
Yeah, mine. I guess I would say exactly the topic what we have today. This go love yourself attitude. You know, I wouldn't say it's protective, but it's definitely sort of giving it a better outlook. In moments where you would think, you would rather choose to think something or feel something else about a situation or a person or an outcome. I think it can help, but that's very individual, and not everyone gets that, and that's fine.
I couldn't think of one when he asked me the other day. Well, and I sort of got away with it in the end. I can't even remember what I said, but I've thought about it since. And a very controversial one that I am totally not against, but I don't understand it, is keeping dogs in houses and keeping dogs alone in houses.
Mm-hmm.
So it's... My mum and dad kept dogs, but they always had a pack, and my dad was always the alpha male, so the pack was running with him. So I think the dogs enjoyed themselves. They were very well trained, very obedient, and but dogs that don't have a master or an alpha in the pack become the alpha. So therefore, they're in the house and they're the alpha dog. And sometimes I see big dogs in small apartments, you know, mm-hmm. and that's something that I disagree with. I agree with keeping pets, especially if you molest them as well, you know, exactly. What you do to pets, chop the wotsits off, you know. So that is, I love dogs. In the wild, or well trained and lots of space. But that's one controversial thing that I hold. I don't blame you for doing it. I just don't agree with it and wouldn't do it myself.
I mean, you're talking about pets there. I would agree with some of the things that you're saying there. Is people crave for pets, especially around about the festive season, whether it be kittens or dogs or rabbits or everything like that. They get them, and yes, they're great for 2-3 months, and then they're chucked out and left their own devices. I mean, my daughter, she's had 1, 2, 3, 4 cats, and they rescued them. Two of them they rescued from a dustbin. The other two were just, you know, little wee kittens, just sort of born and chucked out, or they've been given to somebody at Christmas time for a Christmas present, and they didn't want them and kept them for a week and chucked them, just opened the door and chucked them out. That is, you know, that's terrible, terrible, terrible.
Yeah. I mean, dogs or any kind of pet that you have or choose to have, you make a decision that it's part of your tribe, of your family.
It's part of your life.
And it should be treated with the same kind of love and care and respect.
Yeah.
And not just pushed away when it's not convenient anymore. The same goes for any kind of being, whether it's a human being or an animal. If you decide to have somebody in your life, then commit to that and commit to treat them right. Commit to treat them as part of the tribe and respect, and that's what I think about it. I mean, we have a dog here, and she's really part of the family. So, and that's how she's treated.
Yeah, but like, she's got the whole of Tenerife to run in.
Yeah. Yep. She got a great playground. Yeah. So have we got any more questions here? I'm just looking, sitting in the pub with wife. I said, love you. She says, is that the drink talking? I said, I'm talking to the drink. That's what Ray Duffy says. Oh, Ray. Ray.
Somebody was saying little outs they don't like.
Oh, litter, yes.
Yeah, Moira and Pauline.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, Julie says our neighbour has 2 big dogs, never take them for a walk. They keep going through our fence and they've been taken off her and have gone to a new family now.
Flying trucker, a pet is part of your family and should be treated as such, just as
exactly. We were absolutely saying. Yeah.
And Marie says she's got 2 cats and 2 dogs and they're all treated the same. I hate people who mistreat animals.
Yeah. I mean, they are an extension how people treat their pets. It's just an extension of how they treat themselves, I guess.
Yeah.
Sometimes... Well, we won't have pets because Christina's got one already, haven't you, kid? That's me.
Yep.
You.
Tim. Yes. It's called Tim.
I'm the pet, yeah. And I can't commit. I can't commit to that. To having a pet. I could have a pet cucaracha.
Yeah.
I think I've got 2 or 3 of those. Under the sink, under the fridge. I can't get rid of them.
Oh, no. Pet lizard.
I know.
There's one.
Yes, one. I just see it.
There's one from Polly.
Yeah.
My pet hate is when people don't put dog poo in the bin. That is a pet hate, that. That's more than a bet hate. That is absolutely disgusting. People that take their pets out for a walk and the poo is left.
And especially if you can't see and you're around with the media chair.
Oh, yes.
Exactly.
And then when we get home, I take Christina out of the wheelchair, lie her on the floor and give her a cloth. So I'm really helping her to clean her own wheelchair.
There's a good question.
Wouldn't do that.
From Luke Otter, for self-development, what is your strategy for handling negative self-talk or poisonous emotional energy? I personally use the Dr. David Hawkins letting go technique, if you know it. Yes, that's a very
I know
good...
the song.
Yeah. Let it go.
Go!
Let it go. Yes. So
sorry. Let it go. Let it go.
Thanks. Well, yes, Luke. It's a good technique, letting go. And it's easier said than done sometimes. So to trick. You gotta sort of play a little trick in those moments, and like singing, for instance, is a good one. Or we've said that plenty of times. Try maybe whistling. That's now I know why the Gomeros are so happy.
Exactly. I can't even do it the way they do it.
No, I can't either. No, but whistling. I mean, try. Try whistling, and in a moment where you feel really, really, really down, I think it's really an uplifter in this very moment.
Whistle while you work.
Whistle. Now I can't do it. I'm smiling too much. See?
Smile and the world smiles with you.
That's true.
Whistle and you have to go to the loo.
Julianne, yes. can I ask you something?
Please.
On your video, Go Love Yourself, very near the end of it, you mentioned a word, affirmations.
Yes.
I have, by sheer coincidence, something that I was reading this afternoon, and the headline was affirmations. Could I read out this wee bit, and maybe you could enlighten a wee bit
sure.
on it?
Right. Go ahead.
Affirmations are simple statements that are designed to incite change or to strengthen us. Whether they serve as inspiration or as simple reminders, they work by reprogramming the subconscious mind to believe a statement. You can probably still remember negative comments you were given as a child. We learn to believe things that are frequently said to us, so it's easy to think that these negative statements are true. But it's probably not the case. Affirmations use exactly the same mental process, but for the positive. They encourage us to believe good things about ourselves, or the world, and our place in it. They work best when they are in the first person and positive with no half measures. So, four examples. I believe in myself. I can do anything I set my mind to. I choose happiness. I can overcome my fears and follow my dreams. As I said, that was just by sheer coincidence that I picked that this afternoon after listening to your video. Can you expand?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't say it was a coincidence. I think you were already tuned in into that vibration. And talking about vibration, those affirmations or positive statements, I mean, how do they make you feel? How do you feel when you hear this?
I feel happy.
Yeah? Oh, okay. So, yeah. And that's very much something good you like to hear. I mean, there's a scientific proof as well that on water, for instance, that water crystallizes in a different way when you speak in a positive way, opposed to when you only hear negative talk. Then water doesn't build those crystals. And what do crystals do? They let light in. So mm-hmm. That is letting more light in and more light in. So it it lightens you up and it brightens you up.
Yeah, but crystals have their own vibrations.
Yeah.
Like they use the quartz crystal in watches because it vibrates at a particular frequency that you can rely on. So I think if you, I don't know whether, you mean ice crystals or water, or
no,
water
I mean,
molecules?
I'm water molecules building crystals.
But in ice, way, you mean?
Yeah. And it, by the way, it changes whether you talk in a positive way or in a negative way. And I mean, so what does that say about us? We are made.
No, I don't understand the physics of it. Is it like you put the ice tray in the freezer and then talk into the freezer, and if you talk positive, then the ice cubes are bigger. How does that work?
Probably so. You can try.
I'm asking how the crystals. How do you talk to the water that it crystallizes?
No, I don't talk to the water.
That's why I'm confused.
We don't talk to the water, but I mean, what does sound better to you? I'm not gonna curse or insult or do anything right now. But what would sound better to you, an insult or some kind of uplifting words?
Well, it depends. If somebody was insulting that guy that I was on the phone to this morning, it would be rather uplifting to me.
I'm talking about you and yourself.
Okay, me, myself, and I, all three of us, we would rather have nice comments than nasty comments. I think like most people.
There you go.
Like most people.
And that's why we did.
I was with you on that. I just couldn't get my head around talking the ice crystals into forming differently when you're talking positive or negative.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it happens. And it has a positive effect on our body, on our mind, and on our soul, our emotion, and those affirmations. If we are so much exposed to negativity and all the external clutter that is going on externally, things that really upset us or we ourselves upset us sometimes by negative thinking spirals that we create, or sometimes even self-create, then those affirmations, they can really help you. And in the beginning, yes, of course, I totally agree. In the beginning, it sounds like, oh my God, what am I doing here? What am I saying? This how does that even add up? It doesn't really make any sense. It doesn't make sense, and it's not logical. Of course, it's not logical. It's totally against logical thinking. But it's changing vibration. It's changing a mindset that isn't there yet. But in order to change a mindset, we gotta do a little bit of work and condition it. So that's okay. What it is, the affirmations.
And the affirmations are sentences that you that you say, like, I am good, or...
Well, yeah, you can come up with your own affirmations. I like to use some of them, beautiful ones, like, I'm happy and I'm grateful that so-and-so, or if I want to start the day positively, you can come up with many things that are in tune with your own self.
Yeah. How about I can overcome my fears and follow my dreams?
Yeah, for instance. If that feels good to you, if that is something you are happy with, then yeah, why not?
Yes. What I will say is, thank you for the explanation. I've never ever heard the word affirmations been mentioned before in any conversation. So it was nice to get into it in depth and what it really means.
Okay, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Yeah. Remember one of the episodes we did and in the vlog 21, the mirror. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was talking about affirmations there, and as well in another one that is it was structured about what can you do. You can write down things, you can say affirmations, that those are uplifters. But it's a logical work that needs to be done, and it doesn't come natural in the very moment you start out. It slowly it can become a routine if you stick with it.
Or yeah. Live your life like it's a musical. I'm so pretty, I'm so pretty, I'm so pretty and witty and gay.
Exactly. How does that sound for a change?
Talking about that, YouTube commenter says, I spot the nicest man in Tenerife. And YouTube commenter also says that they give me a lovely, positive comment every day. And they do. But there's two problems with that. First of all, I don't know who YouTube commenter is. And I always say, if you're going to be anonymous, let me know who you are. And if you're saying nice things, I probably don't push it as much as if you're saying nasty things, right? So YouTube commenter, thank you so much for all your support. I'd really like to know who you are. I won't give your thing away, so just email me and tell me who you are. That would be nice if you did that. And what else was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I'm so pretty. I'm so pretty. Does anybody know where that's from? Do you know where that's from? That's from a musical, isn't it?
I've heard of it.
Is it West Side Story, maybe? Sounds like a West Side Story one.
I could do so. Alan Fraser, actually.
He's pretty as well. I've met him.
Right, Alan. Is he? Everyone's journey is different. Kindness is free. Spot on, Alan.
Kindness is not free, I tell you. Yeah. Kindness is not free. It can be very, very expensive.
Well, everybody has a different opinion.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. We got another one. Statements with powerful emotion has lasting impact on subconscious mind. Exactly. Very good. Lifetime slimness. It's a lifetime then, because talking about the subconscious mind is the part of our being that is related to feelings. And the way we feel, and especially if we feel strong emotions like a love or hate, those are very much stored in the subconscious mind. And this is where we express it out, through our body, because our body is just the instrument of our mind.
I read something, or I saw something on YouTube. I can't remember which one it was. It was either a rabbi or I think it was a rabbi, but it also could have been an imam. And he said, when you say you love something or you love somebody, then what you're actually saying is you love the way they make you feel.
Uh-huh.
And to actually love somebody is when you give them something without strings attached.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love chicken. No, you don't, because you kill it badly, strip all its feathers off, stick it in a hot oven, stuff up its bum, and then eat it. So you don't really love chicken. You like the way roast chicken feels to you. But if you love the chicken, you'd let him live in your house and pet him all day, you know? This was his thing.
Yeah.
And he says, so when you're thinking of love, a lot of what we call love is making me feel good. I just don't mean me. I mean us all, obviously.
Yeah.
But making me feel good. And so love probably should hurt.
Love. Well, unconditional love, not.
Unrequited love, yes.
Ooh, love hurts.
By who was that? Sorry,
Christine Moore.
Love hurts. Who sang that?
Nazareth.
Nazareth.
Christine Moose. The past is getting bigger than the future. So put all your effort in a good future rather than remorse from the past.
Christian. Oh. Yep. Hallo, goedenavond, Nederland. Dat is heel fijn. The past is getting bigger than the future.
Nul point.
So put all your effort in a good future rather than have remorse of the past. Yep.
And Jen saying from West Side Story, thank you. Pretty sure I don't have the personality to sing that all day long. I'm sure you do, Jen.
Yes, you do. You go, girl. Yeah, but coming back to Christian's comment, yes, and I would add also to make it a good future, enjoy the now the most you can, and be present. Be present as much as you can. And if in that moment there is too much negative clutter going on, then you know what to do. You can always go to some affirmation or singing or whistling or whatever makes you feel good in that very moment. Let's see. Guten Abend. Yeah, Guten Abend.
I just looked there. I'm so pretty, and it's actually I feel pretty from West Side Story.
I feel pretty. I feel pretty. Pretty, pretty, pretty.
Do you have a day job? Oh, it's got the full lyrics here. It's got the full lyrics. Hang on. If I send them to you, if I email them to you, can we sing it at the end? I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and bright. I feel pity any girl who isn't me tonight.
Yep.
I feel charming, oh so charming. It's alarming how charming I feel, and so pretty that I hardly can believe I'm real. See that pretty girl in the mirror there. I actually don't know the break here. I think that's what
fantastic.
It is. Oh, it goes on for ages. I feel stunning and entrancing, feel like running and dancing for joy. I'm loved by a pretty, wonderful boy. There you go.
Perfect.
There you go.
Yes, I mean, look how many things are coming all together. The karaoke.
You're gonna get a copyright strike now.
Yep.
Because I sang it so well.
Yep. better even. Look how many things come together. The karaoke episode we did. We were talking about singing there and how that can help lift up the mood as well.
Yeah, I'm happy now. I'm pretty.
There you go. There you go.
Or it could be the cheap booze.
That's
90 cents a litre.
Oh, here, Julie Wade says... We should all be on stage.
Exactly. Yes. We are on stage.
We are on stage. Yes. Exactly. We are on stage. Just for you. Just for you.
I also read today that if you want to fool somebody else into feeling that you're better than you are, start with yourself.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. Because we're just a mirror.
Fake it till you make it.
Yes.
Yeah. Or faith it. I like it. I like the expression "faith it till you make it."
Right.
Yeah. Because that's something. You cannot really see. Faith is something you cannot really see, but it's still there, and keeping up the faith. Let's see who else is saying what. Moira, it always. Looks
don't
like
read
it.
That. Don't read that.
Oh no!
You can read it. I mean, I've run out of thingy now. What's the Fanta lemon? So it's down to pure beer now. So is that better?
Yes.
Not bad.
That looks like you're drinking a lot of water. So perfect. Stephen says, yesterday is history. A history. Tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift. That's why they call it the present. Yes, I love that one. Very good. Yep.
That's why I cried on my first day at school, because the teacher told me to sit there for the present. At the end of the day, I still haven't got it. Mrs. Brennan. Parkview Presswich, 1965.
Oh, let's see. Here's one other question. If you could recommend only one book for the entire world to read, which would you pick? Oh, that's a good question. Well, there is... There is one book. Well, there are actually more. Think and Grow Rich is quite a good book to read. And I also like, I don't know if I have it here. Oh, yes. I got this one. This one. I really, really like that one. U Squared by Price Pritchett. I think that is a very, very good book to read, and I love it because it's so small, and you could actually read it every day if you don't really like big books, but you like good content, then definitely that one. I love it. It's one of my favorites, and I couldn't really do without it. There are many other books as well. It depends what you're looking for, but to keep someone going in many different situations in life, I think this one, the U Squared, is actually a very, very good book, which I teach, by the way, as well. in my sessions. So there you
go. Actually do one called Tim Squared, don't you?
Yeah, Tim Squared. You remember that, right? Because it's you, Squared.
It's me, Squared, yeah. I'm not Squared. Yeah. I'm too hip to be Squared.
Tim Squared.
Hip to be Squared.
Tim Squared, yes. But that means, actually, it means thinking into me, Squared.
But does that come from the U Squared book? Is that the same area,
no,
the general area?
It's not the same, but obviously it has to do with personal improvement and self-help. Yes, absolutely.
So what I mean is, did the U Squared book influence you creating the Tim Squared system?
Well, I use similar techniques, and definitely everything has an impact on teachings. Yes. Yeah.
If we wanted to, yesterday I was really, really depressed. I mean, I was really depressed yesterday because I was doing all these worst case scenario things. And I can imagine if we didn't get the release today, then I would have gone into a really, really dark place. So is that the time that we would contact you, or is that too late? Do I need a doctor?
No, I mean, it would always be helpful to reach out for help. Yeah, it depends a bit how what kind of person you are. Are you normally more in tune and looking on the bright side of life, or are you more
you're just trying to get me to sing, aren't you?
Always ends up with a good song. Always look on the bright side of life.
Anyway, I mean, how would if we're not in Tenerife, how would we actually get to your services?
Well, I do online coaching.
Like on video calls or telephone and stuff?
Exactly. Yeah. So then you would contact me through my website, julianenemi.com, or by WhatsApp. On my website, you can also find my phone. And just start a conversation. And you know me now, if you have seen Balcony.
I do know you. I do know you, I think.
No, I'm not only you, but I mean, people who have been watching Balcony Venture, I'm not somebody to be afraid of. So I don't bite.
No, because the world was on my shoulders yesterday, and it wasn't a good feeling. I've always been in control, and I just felt like control was taken away from me yesterday.
Uh-huh. Let me ask you, did you gain back control? Because that's good. That's a good insight and a good point of awareness.
Just before I answer your question, I was sure that I was going to gain control back, but I wasn't sure what the playing field was going to look like. So I had the positive attitude to say, we're going to go through this, whatever happens.
Yeah.
But the worst case scenario with living in Tenerife with no no income and no medical insurance was a little bit too much for me in the space of an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally get that, and obviously, I mean, my line of work is not then in that moment to give you the perfect solution, or this is what you got to do, you know.
No, I wouldn't come to you for the solution of the problem.
No,
I
mean, obviously not. But
I would come to sort of like cry on your shoulder.
But look at how you said it yourself, that you were already a little bit more calm. It was a moment of despair, probably, and yeah. and a moment, a situation of fight or flight, mm-hmm. and really something out of the norm, and you remained much calmer. So
well, I realized that I could only make it worse.
There you go.
And also, the people I were talking to were the ones in control.
Yeah.
And that is always dangerous if you bite the hand that feeds you, basically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I had to be, and I'm always speaking on Christina's behalf because it's her pension, not mine.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't notice that because I spend it all.
But it's your pretty goat.
It's my pretty goat, she says. Yeah, but yeah. So there was a lot of things going on. But yeah, it was. I was actually thinking last night is that I need help, you know. And then this morning when I managed to sort it all out by getting in touch with the right people, finding out what the problem was and solving the problem, then I felt, well, as you noticed, I was really happy when I came on today. And I was also happier than I was yesterday. If you look at yesterday's breakfast video, this is breakfast, I was right down in the dumps there. And you can tell because I'd only buttered the bread. I hadn't put anything on it, and I didn't photograph it really nicely, and didn't make an effort at all with the filming. And then when I finished the filming, I just put some jam on it. So I had like jam butties for breakfast yesterday.
There you go.
Yeah, it was. I was totally down in the dumps.
I didn't enjoy breakfast either.
No, you didn't, did you?
And then we have another song. Pump up the jam, pump it up.
Oh, I thought it was, take a look at my girlfriend. She's the only one I got. Breakfast in America. Oh, I think a good book to read, just to answer the question, would be Lord of the Flies. By William Golding, because that's all about a lot of public school boys that are on an island and they want to take back control, and they end up infighting and stabbing each other in the back.
Anarchy, pure.
I think it's fiction, actually.
Pure anarchy.
The Terry Pratchett books.
Any Terry Pratchett book you want to read? I know you're talking about self-help books and stuff like that, but I would recommend starting at The Colour of Magic, and going through the Terry Pratchett novels in chronological order of their publication. So there are different ways to read Terry Pratchett, but I would go through the chronological order of publication, start with The Colour of Magic and go on, because that explains the world to you through the eyes of fantasy creatures. And you make a lot more sense of the world by looking at it with that sort of like sideways slanted view. So if you've not been introduced to Terry Pratchett at all and you're not a reader, then there are audiobooks coming out, and there's a massive audiobook released this year. So if you want to listen to that, there's also a couple of movies have been made. Some are good, some are not so good. But I definitely recommend reading Terry Pratchett to give you a good handle on how the world really works.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, they're comedy fantasy novels for adults. Children can read them because they read at one level and you read at the other level. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
And so they are very good, but they help you make sense of the world sometimes.
Yeah,
they did to me anyway.
And I mean, what is great is that you can reread books.
I can rewatch movies, but I can't reread books for some reason.
No? Oh, no. I love rereading books.
In fact, I'm 61 now and I can't really read anymore.
No?
No, because what happens is I sort of like my head drops down and I dribble all over the pages.
That's why
after,
you have
after one chapter. I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but rereading books is like rewatching films. It also on your subconscious mind it does a lot, because it's the same as affirmations. It goes deeper in your subconsciousness. And
for me, a book is an immersive experience that you have to put effort into, and a movie is something you watch that washes over you.
Uh-huh.
Everybody else is creating the visual and the audio experience. You've just got to sit there and eat chips, you know. But a book, you've got to invest emotion and time and effort into creating the characters from the words, creating the dialects, creating the surrounding area, the bits that are not described. You've got to make up yourself. So that's why sometimes when you see a film of a book you love, you're really disappointed because they didn't put in all the bits that you wanted, you know. So, mm-hmm. But we're getting late, and the word of the day has got to come.
Yes, Ian.
I think you want to read Urwally and the Bruins. That would give you a really good education.
Urwally and the Bruins.
Urwally and the Bruins.
Okay.
I'll tell you about it someday.
Okay.
Urwally goes about the street creating havoc. He kicks the can, which is his football, and he gets up to a lot of different antics. And when he's fed up, he gets his bucket out, turns it over, and sits on it.
Okay.
I could go on and on and on and on. They come out every year around about Christmas time. In fact, they're out now for Christmas 2023. And,
cool.
They're cartoon books, but it's everyday life. Everyday life, yeah. in the street. Look, it's good. It's good to have a laugh.
I'll have a look at that.
Good, yeah, to have a laugh. The Bruins are Urwally.
Okay.
Could you spell that?
Are you going to read the last word out of that book?
No, I am not going to do that tonight.
What have you got for us, Ian?
I've got something here. I'll just read it, actually. It's from my Mental Health Foundation collection. What helps you to cope with how you think and feel about your body? We all have our ups and downs on the journey to self-acceptance, but there are some things that we can do to help us along the way. Take note of the accounts you follow and how they make you feel. Be mindful about unrealistic body ideals. Take breaks from social media. Practice gratitude for everything your body does for you, not just how it looks. Build a positive feedback loop between you and your friends and your family. Become proud of what makes you special. After all, variety is the norm. Challenge negativity comments and work to change the narrative. Then you can internalize positive messages about our own bodies. Find others that are like-minded or a support group and have an honest conversation about how you're feeling. I'll add on to the end, which is hot off the press. 5 things to cut back on or quit that will drastically improve your physical and or mental health. 1, alcohol. 2, junk food. 3, sitting for extended periods of time. 4, doom scrolling. 5, complaining. That is my 5.
Wow. Can I give you 5?
Wow.
It feels good.
Oh, I've got to turn the camera.
Very good. Very good. Yay. Chocala cinco.
Chocala well cinco. Done,
eh? Well done.
Yeah. Well done.
Thank you so much, Ian.
Yeah. Finally, let's see how many's on. There's 48 on at the moment. I will be taking a break from the YouTube channels. I have a couple of projects coming up shortly. So I don't have the time to devote a full commitment to Balcony Banter. I need to put a wee bit commitment into what's coming up. So thank you very much, everybody, for all your comments and your chat and everything. I've loved it. I've loved being part of the team. Thanks to Tim and Christine for allowing me to come on to the Balcony Banter channel, and also for coming on to the balcony itself. It was a real privilege. Thank you, Julianne, for allowing me and guiding me over the past year or so on your video topics, which I have very much enjoyed. I think we've covered over 50-odd videos on various topics, from self-help to life values, etc., etc., etc. Finally, one last word, guys. Go to Juliana's webpage, juliana.com. Click on the Me, We, Philosophy tab. Scroll down until you reach a button called Donate. Click on it and follow the instructions. Give Juliana a little love and say thank you. Thank you, folks.
Thank you, Ian.
Thank you, Ian.
From the Balcony Banter team and from both channels, I want to thank you very, very much for all your contributions over the last year and a half. And I really understand that you've got a lot on your plate and you need a little bit of a break. Don't forget, you're welcome back at any time for a 5-minute chat whenever you like. You don't even have to let us know. And if you want to come on, just as you know, go to timothydowd.com live and on Juliana's channel. I'm sure you're going to stay in touch with us anyway in the background. Yeah. But I want to thank you publicly now for all the effort that you put in, especially the way you came onto the channel, the way you found it, and the way that we worked it together. I think it was a fantastic view of what people can do when they can get together. So thank you so much.
I have thoroughly enjoyed it.
We are going to miss you, and we would like to thank you, everyone. I'm reading here some of the comments as well in the chat, and we are going to miss you, absolutely. And we really enjoyed having you on, and you have been bringing so much extra good vibe into the channel, and you're an excellent connector, absolutely. So
definitely
thank you for that. You have you really have enriched the channel and made connections not only throughout our Balcony Banter team, but also in the chat. You have been present all the time. So anytime you would like to come on, you are more than welcome.
And don't stop putting smileys on my food.
Big applause for Ian.
Yay!
I'll do that then. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. Let us play one more time our super duper intro. Let me see if I can get that right. Let me see. Oh, we haven't had any real faulty towers. Isn't that great?
There's still time.
Oh my God.
At the beginning, we had.
So we all see you next week. Yep. And thanks everyone for joining us. It's always a pleasure every Wednesday. So thank you everyone and cheerio.
Thanks, bye. Guys. Bye. Be safe and happy. Be safe and happy. Bye.
I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining me today. This is Tim Dowd for Living with MS in Tenerife. We go live Monday, Wednesday and Friday at 5:55. I try and do walks in the day. I've been very bad at that at the moment. When I do go out, though, I'm interviewing people. So Mondays and Fridays, called Tim Dowd Out and About. And, we are also on Instagram. So if you want to see what we're doing on Instagram, that's Living with MS Tenerife. We published to Twitter automatically, so if you're on Instagram, it's the same stuff. If you don't Instagram but you like Twitter, then that'll link to it. And on Twitter we are LWMS Tenerife, so all different, obviously, just to keep it interesting. And what else? I do shorts, so every day I do a 60 second short on YouTube, and that'll go out typically 8 o'clock in the morning, if I remember, or sometime during the day. And there you can see what the weather's like and what we have for breakfast and dinner. Goodbye now.